Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. Joe and Bob are out today. I am Jason Mackey, in for them, the substitute teacher. City Limits producing. We'll go out to Kevin Gorman from the Tribune Review in just a second. First, want to tell you the Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Let's talk a little bit about that game from last night. They're getting started to play another one, but a lot of storylines with the local ball club. Gormy, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Jason.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Let's start with last night. Thought it was a pretty big game for Henry Davis and an interesting situation for him. You have Joey Bart back in the lineup today. Just number one, what have you made of Henry Davis's time up here so far, and how do you think the situation will play out going forward?
Well, I mean, with Henry Davis, with the combination of him coming up with Joey Bart being out when his back locked up, and then Rodriguez having the laceration on his finger, which is going to take a little time to heal because it's right on the top of his knuckle on his right index finger. I think Henry's going to get some runway here. I think he's going to get a chance to play quite a bit. And I think it's an interesting development that he started to hit the ball. And even though one of them was a broken back ground out, it was an RBI. The other one was a home run off the foul pole. So this is a guy who'd been making hard contact but hadn't straightened it out. And he finally kind of got lucky that one stayed fair for him. But I think the more impressive thing is how Henry has handled himself behind the plate. And especially in his first chance to make some history and catch Paul Skeens, the first time a pair of number one overall picks formed a battery in the major leagues, that Henry Davis wasn't sitting in on the pregame pitchers meeting with Paul Skeens, but he didn't go in blind. And I think that's made a very powerful impression on the pitching staff, is that Henry Davis was very prepared, even though he wasn't the starting catcher that day, and even though he had to go in after, you know, the second batter. The level of preparation, the level of understanding the game and being able to frame pitches, call pitches, and really figure out things for the pitchers as they go has been something that has drawn praise from not only Paul Skeens, but Mitch Keller and Bailey Falter as well. So, you know, all of them have been very complimentary of how Davis has performed behind the plate, which is a big development because that's the thing that kind of stalled his development coming up from the minors, is that the Pirates didn't feel like he was ready to contribute but wanted to get his bat in the lineup. So I think that speaks very well of Henry Davis right now.
Yeah, we'll get into Bailey Falter. I was really impressed with him last night. 7 scoreless, was around the plate, curveball looked good, fastball, he's getting it over, all that stuff. I want to ask you about that in 1 second, Kevin, but first base, they still haven't found a solution. I know Spencer Horwitz is going to be going to Bradenton fairly soon to get some live ABs there. He's going to need some time. Obviously, he's been out for a bit. In the meantime, do you think they try Joey Bart at first, Henry at first, somebody at first? I mean, if Henry's going to get some runway, they're not going to bench Joey Bart. They've got a DH situation on their hands with Kutch, or do they try to rotate DH with Bart and Kutch? Like, how do you see that playing out, you know, specifically kind of at first base?
Well, you know, the other thing that I've heard about Henry Davis is that he's their best defensive catcher at the moment. And that's not singing too high of praise because I don't think any of these guys are Gold Glove candidates. But so I would think that Henry Davis would have a chance because not only of, you know, with the things we talked about, his calling and his framing and his receiving, but also that he's got a really strong right arm, and he could throw out some base runners like he did yesterday. So I would think that if there's anybody that's going to, if they're going to give somebody a look, I have no idea if Joey Bart's ever played first base. That's not a discussion I've ever had with them. But I've talked to people in baseball who think because of his size, because of his athleticism, that he could make that transition. I have no idea whether the Pirates are contemplating it, and why they haven't to this point is kind of what's beyond me. I know that based on his 80 games with the Pirates last year, that they felt like he had earned one of the two spots out of the catcher spots on the roster. I feel like, you know, the Joey Bart, they want to keep his bat in the lineup because there's a lot of power potential there. And whether it's as a DH or as a first baseman could be a possibility. We've talked about Brian Reynolds and Jack Sawinski and guys that they've given some time there. I've not seen Joey Bart over there taking grounders or anything, but I would imagine that, you know, that's something they should explore, because I've been an advocate that as much as you want to see Andy Rodriguez and Henry Davis get a chance to play every day, you know, those are really the catchers of the future for the Pirates. And I think the Pirates probably feel like, you know, Bart's bat is his carrying tool more so than his play behind the plate. So, I mean, that's to me one that should be explored, and maybe the sooner the better.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you can, even when Spencer Horwitz comes back, you could kind of platoon those guys, gives you some flexibility. If Henry can hit, can keep his bat in the lineup. So it's an interesting thing to monitor. Bailey Falter, Gormy, looked like the Bailey Falter they want to see. What were your observations? I think he walked one, struck out two, maybe could have kept going. Thought he was really good. What did you think?
I like this composure. I like this pitch mix that, you know, and I guess Henry Davis said that, you know, he threw more four-seamers than maybe they gave him credit for. So it wasn't as sinker heavy as maybe the StatCast numbers showed, but he mixed in the curveball. He seemed like he was very comfortable with that pitch. What I liked was his composure, that the three runners he got on base, one was caught stealing, two others were followed by double plays. I mean, this is a guy who faced the minimum number of batters through seven innings. And he was poised to go out for the eighth before the whole incident with, you know, Lopez throwing at Kutch's head and the benches clearing that extended that inning. I think that the shame of it is, one, he was overshadowed by not only that play, but O'Neill Cruz's first career grand slam, but also that he didn't get a chance to, that might have been Bailey Falter's best chance to go after a perfect game. I think he had 83 pitches. That threw seven. And he had one inning where I think he only threw five or six pitches. So, you know, Bailey Falter was very sharp. To me, he's kind of the perfect type of guy to be at the back end of a rotation. He's right now slotted in the middle, but to me, he's a guy that should be your number four or five pitcher, and a good one at that. And I like that. I'm not sure how much I love the Pirates going lefties back to back, but you know, if it's working, you don't have to mess with it. But I think it's only a matter of time before, you know, maybe a month from now, Bubba Chandler's up here and slotting it into the middle of that rotation or between those two guys. So, you know, I don't look at the staff, this team or this pitching staff as what you're going to see from the Pirates a month or two from now. I think when you get Horwitz and Gonzalez back, and not just that, but also Andrew McCutchen has shown that he can play some right field. And it's not going to be an everyday guy, but it could allow the Pirates to use him in the field and open up that DH spot to give somebody else a break, you know, whether it's Reynolds or Joey Bart or someone else, you know, you want to get their bat in the lineup, whether it's a Henry Davis or maybe an Andy Rodriguez. So I think this team, as much as it's been disappointing through the first three plus weeks of the season, I think the potential is there for this team to be much improved in about a month or so from now, whenever they get their full complement of lineup back.
Pump and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. We're chatting right now with Kevin Gorman from Trib Live. You can follow Kevin at Kevin Gorman PGH. Read his work, of course, at triblive.com. Kevin, I wanted to talk a little bit more about that changing rotation. I wanted to talk specifically about Carmen Majinski and kind of some feelings there and where they might go with him. He starts Friday night against Luis Ortiz as they open a series against the Guardians. Right now, Carmen 1-2 with a 6.23 ERA. I like Carmen a lot as a reliever. The jury's still out for me a little bit on him as a starter. Is that somebody you see as maybe, as this rotation changes shape and Bubba Chandler comes up, like, might that be an area where they're looking, like, if Carmen doesn't show a little bit more as a starter, they might put Bubba Chandler into that spot?
Well, certainly. I think the number five spot in the rotation was always going to be a placeholder for Bubba Chandler, because we know this is the Pirates' number one prospect. He's a top 10, 15 prospect in Major League Baseball. So, and this is a guy who's got a ton of talent. He's got a four-pitch mix, and his fastball was at 101.5 this past start. So Bubba Chandler is going to be in this rotation at some point. He may deal with his ups and downs as well, but I think his stuff is going to play at the major league level. And so, you know, whether Carmen Maginski is a long-term solution or not is really going to depend on him. He's got to prove that he can get through the lineup a second and third time, because right now he's a guy who's showing that, you know, the first 2 to 3 innings, he can be really sharp and look really good. And then hitters are going to make adjustments the second time around, and that's where he's got to show that he can adjust with them. I think, you know, you're looking at a guy who has a pretty good pitch mix. I think he's got a good 6 or 7 pitches that he can use in his repertoire. The issue is that he just doesn't have that starting experience at the major league level or even at the high, like AAA level. They converted him to a reliever, and he was very good in the relief roles, whether it was as a multi-inning guy or whether it was a high leverage guy. I could see Carmen slotting into different roles, but I think probably the role that's best suited for him is to be a multi-inning guy who goes out there and is lights out for 2 innings. But, you know, that's up to him. And I could also see, just to get further into the rotation, is that, you know, some of these guys are on 1-year deals like an Andrew Heaney, that, you know, they could be trade candidates at some point this season. Although, you know, the Pirates today celebrated his 10 years of service. So, you know, right now they're worried about the here and now with Andrew Heaney, a guy who has, you know, pitched in a World Series and won that game and brings that type of experience to the rotation.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
Is a valuable thing, especially early in the season.
Gormley, let's talk about last night's hero. O'Neill Cruz hits his first career grand slam, as you said, kind of a tense moment. I did not like that pitch. The suspension for me is completely warranted with Lopez. You don't throw at a guy's head, but nonetheless, O'Neill Cruz takes care of business, puts one in the seats. Do you like him in the leadoff spot? Would you keep batting him there? I think Shelty said, correct me if I'm wrong, that he's going to get some runway in that spot too.
I mean, traditionally, no. But,
okay.
You know, O'Neill Cruz, and it has more to do with, you know, whether he's going to get on base or whether he's going to go up there and strike out. The consistency has always been the problem with Cruz. He certainly has the talent to be a superstar in baseball. If he's been reluctant to talk about batting leadoff because he's only done it a few times so far this season and wants to get a little runway before he discusses it to see if it becomes a regular thing. But, I mean, I like the idea of O'Neill Cruz being able to drive in runs. And so you're putting him at the top of the order. That could reduce that, at least early in the game. You know, he's not going to get the opportunities. But I don't know. I'd kind of like to see the Pirates find a 1 through 4 or 5, regardless of who it is. I understand fans get frustrated with the ever-changing lineups. And Derek Shelton is kind of unapologetic about this is just how baseball is, and he's going to be matchup-based regardless. But I think when you see the best teams come into PNC Park, that typically their 1 through 4, 1 through 5 are consistent. And I'd like to see the Pirates find some consistency where you know that Brian Reynolds is slotted at second. If he could have some kind of a semblance of an idea of who's going to bat in front of him and who's going to bat behind him, I think that would be beneficial to Brian Reynolds. And I also think that, you know, whoever's, you know, batting in front of him, you know, that they're going to benefit from having Reynolds in behind them. I think, you know, the same is, you know, if you know that Joey Bart is your cleanup hitter, regardless whether he's a catcher or a DH, I think those things have an effect where the guys get comfortable and they kind of know what to expect behind them. They know that they can kind of, you know, as they like to say, pass the baton. But I really feel like that's the one thing that's been missing. And as much as people can blame it on Derek Shelton, it's also has something to do with the inconsistency of the Pirates at the plate. They have to prove that they belong in those spots. And so I'd like to see O'Neill Cruz batting third. I'd like to see Key Brian Hayes, you know, batting in the top five on a consistent basis. But it's up to those guys to prove that they belong in those spots as well.
The Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey in for the guys. Couple more minutes with Kevin Gorman of the Tribune Review. You can follow Kevin on X at Kevin Gorman PGH. Read his work at triblive.com. Gorman, I wanted to ask specifically about one of those guys you mentioned, Key Brian Hayes. I don't know whether to make heads or tails of his season so far. He's moving around well. He's healthy. Looks as you would expect him to look at third base. The batting average is low. The expected batting average is high. He looks, you know, traditional baseball-wise, like somebody who's going to break out at some point. What have your observations been of Hayes? And are you, I guess, more encouraged or discouraged by what you've seen by him so far?
I'm encouraged. You know, even though the DRS isn't where he wants it to be right now, it's very, very early. His play has been mostly excellent at third base. And even though the batting average is low, I see Key Brian Hayes doing things that he did in 2023, like hitting to the gap opposite field. You know, those to me are indicators that this is a guy who's finding some comfort at the plate. And, you know, I think it's, you know, once again, we're talking about a guy who has to prove that, one, he can stay healthy. That's the most important thing. He looks like he's in good shape. He looks like he's moving around well. And just seeing him, he looks more comfortable. Like, last year, it looked like a guy who was miserable. Whether you saw him on the field or you saw him in the clubhouse, he just looked like a guy who was playing through something. Whether it was pain or distractions or just poor performance, he did not look like a happy ball player. I see Key Brian being back a little bit more toward himself. So I kind of look at the indicators. I'm not dwelling too much on the numbers right now because it's early and these things could change pretty dramatically with somebody getting a hot couple weeks, which, you know, Brian Reynolds is usually does in June where he just goes, has a monster month. But, you know, Key Brian Hayes to me, you know, needs to be closer to that 2023 version where he was a Gold Glove infielder and the team MVP because of his offensive output, which I think he had a career high. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 31 doubles, which tied for the team lead and career highs in home runs and RBIs.
Kevin Gorman, thanks so much, man. Enjoy the game today. I appreciate the time.
Hey, thanks for having me, Jason.
All right, Gormy. Follow Kevin Gorman at Kevin Gorman PGH. Of course, read his work at triblive.com. A lot to unpack there. Some really good stuff from Kevin. Limits, let's get into this. Where do you stand on O'Neill Cruz batting leadoff? Are you pro Cruz in the leadoff spot, or would you like to see him in the 3-4-5 territory?
Before I answer that, there's some news that I have to get to
real quick.
That we have to let the people know about. Could today be decision day for Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, boy.
We will find out in an hour when he will join the McAfee show. How about that? He's scheduled to join the McAfee show at 1 o'clock. How about that?
Well, how about that?
How about that?
What if it's most anticlimactic? What if he says, I'm just thinking. I don't know yet. I'm still mulling.
I'm still wondering. I'm still taking calls. Like, I'm still available this Valentine's Day if you would like to call up my phone and inquire about me. I'll tell you everything you need to know.
There's no way that goes without event, right?
I would imagine that, especially for how radio silent he has been for the last month or so, how
for
quiet
him to
this
emerge
has been
from the darkness retreat
today. I think there might. I think this might be the day.
It might. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers Day.
It might be Aaron Rodgers Day. Yes.
Okay. Well, here's what worries me. Limits. All right. If we pivot quickly, because we should. This is a good topic. If it's Aaron Rodgers Day and he announces his intent to sign with the Steelers on the Pat McAfee show, do you like that? Do you dislike that?
I don't see why not. I mean, I thought he was going to do it in this very city on that very show at the big night out. Like, I thought that was the most realistic. Did he not? Just because, hey, maybe it was too obvious, whatever.
Yeah.
Every insider imaginable has just tweeted, oh, well, this is very notable. What could be happening here? Wonder if they were tipped off and this is just Rodgers and his agent wanting to make the announcement on their own, where Adam Schefter, who he told to lose his number, isn't going to break it. Or the same thing with Rappaport. This is going to be a Pat Rodgers joint announcement on their show.
Oh, boy. No, I didn't think it would. Okay. I didn't think this was going to be the type of thing that was broken by Schefter or Rappaport or anybody else.
It's four nights of complete darkness.
It is, Jason. Maybe that's what he needed. Maybe that's
he needed
what
a fortnight?
He needed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, four days of complete darkness to be able to get to today on Thursday and make a decision.
Okay. I get that. I don't like him announcing it on McAfee's show. I just don't think that's like you've strung everybody along this much and this is how you're gonna do it. I mean, I guess it's better than announcing it at McAfee's big night out. I just feel like it's the tail wagging the dog. It's like
wow,
he's
the tail wagging the dog.
Isn't it?
That's a good analogy. I like that.
I mean, the Steelers should announce this. If you want to react to it on McAfee, this isn't like a, you know, too many times we have like spurned media members who's going to be upset. I want to talk to or something like that. No. I mean, the Steelers have shown you an extraordinary amount of patience. You should theoretically announce it to them, react with them. You know, I don't know. This next 38 minutes or whatever until the McAfee show is going to be quite interesting. You and I are going to be glued to the TV in here. I don't love the premise of him doing it on the McAfee show.
Well, I don't have a problem with it at all because think about how many announcements of players do the Steelers typically make when it's like, oh, we didn't know this was going down.
Yeah.
Like DK Metcalf, reported by the big insiders. Russell Wilson, reported by the big insiders. If Rodgers wants to do a
none of those guys took this long to make the decision.
Right,
it's like 6 weeks.
If Rodgers is going to go on the McAfee show and further explain everything, then I would be completely fine with that. Then the Steelers just putting out a press release, we have signed Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is Rodgers' tell-all pretty much.
It is, and if I'm the Steelers, I'm saying I want this tell-all to be with us. Saying we have granted you an enormous amount of patience. And we have stuck by you. We could have pulled this offer. We could have been real jerks about this. We haven't. So, like, you know what? We want you to do our in-house media. We would like you, even if you're not here, we would like you to do a Zoom call with Rob King or Missy Matthews or Bob Labriola or whomever. And maybe they will. I don't know. I'd be like, I don't want you giving that away to somebody else. And we had this problem with the Ben Roethlisberger show that it created an issue. Like, are you going to do this the whole season? Is Aaron Rodgers going to go do Pat McAfee show right before Mike Tomlin, and then Mike Tomlin's going to have to answer a whole bunch of Aaron Rodgers said on his show questions?
What if Tomlin pops out into the screen behind Rodgers, like Davante Adams with Rodgers? What if Tomlin just appears and he gets a little look at the camera at McAfee? Him and Rodgers wink at each other like they're on the sideline in the Green Bay Steelers game?
It would be gold, Jerry. Gold. Gold, I tell you. What a day.
I think today is going to be the day.
Okay.
But who knows? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers. We can't officially believe that until it is actually said from his mouth.
Very true.
Or maybe this is Rodgers announcing his retirement.
Okay. I didn't get that far, but that's a different story altogether, right? Like we're saying if Rodgers is announcing his intentions to go with the Steelers, he should do it with the Steelers. Obviously, if he's announcing his retirement, he's not going to do that with the Steelers. Is that what he's going to tell us today? that he just said, and he's going to use that forum to explain his thought process and what he's doing, or if he's not going to sign with the Steelers, is he going to use that forum to explain his thinking?
See, I don't think so. No. I don't think he's retiring. It would.
Why not?
And I know
Aditi, I agree with you, but why not?
I know Aditi came on with the PM guys and said that retirement is a real option for him. I can't see somebody with the mindset of Aaron Rodgers, with somebody that's won four MVPs, that has taken the effort to meet with the Steelers for 6 hours, has taken the effort to throw with DK Metcalf, to ultimately just decide, yeah, you know, I'm done. No, I'll pass. I'm okay. I feel like that the decisions that he's made and the somewhat commitment that he's given to the Steelers and just some of his actions shows that he does want to play and finish his career, regardless of how it ends, on a higher note than what happened with the Jets, which was a total failure. And I do wonder if he contemplates the end of Brett Favre's career, which is why maybe he wanted to go to the Vikings, bookend it similar to Favre. Because when he came into the league, it was Favre that didn't really treat him well.
Yeah.
But they had the similar tendency of Green Bay, one Super Bowl, successful, go to the Jets, completely flop, and then a third team, Favre was able to rebound and finish it out pretty strongly with the Vikings. Is that something that Rodgers could be? I mean, just all speculation, but could Rodgers have a similar mindset? I failed with the Jets. Brett failed with the Jets. I don't want that to be my last calling card. I don't want this to be what I'm ultimately remembered for on the 18th hole. One more team, maybe one more season, potentially two, and try to finish off my career the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.